Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Isn't it great how everybody this time of year is just saying Merry Christmas? And they've been doing it for quite a while. It seems like it was right after Remembrance Day when I started seeing the commercials celebrating the holidays, encouraging me and all of us to have Merry Christmas. And I think it was just about then that the stores started doing all their decorating, and red and green was showing up everywhere. And I know there were at least a couple of radio stations that were playing Christmas carols 24/7. Isn't it wonderful how all of a sudden it seems like our society just gets filled with good cheer and gets excited and about doing good for others? And sometimes it seems like almost like a competition to see who can give the biggest prize or grant or gift, charitable donation to someone, or who can surprise people getting onto a flight with gifts and things like that. It really is wonderful how much goodwill happens. But I'm not of completely one mind about all this emphasis upon Christmas that's going on in our society. It seems like when I get in my more cynical mood, I start wondering if the reason they're showing so many commercials that give me a nice, warm, fuzzy feeling is because they want me to buy something. You know, it seems like sometimes... Wow. I don't know what's going on with my microphone. I apologize. But it seems like very often there's just so much, it's over the top as far as hype. And it occurs almost like a pretense. That underneath it really is something other than just pure goodwill or just a desire to have love and joy and peace. And when that happens, I get disappointed. It's almost like it's a great big Christmas present. You know, just imagine this beautiful present with gorgeous wrapping, you know, the really expensive foil kind, you know, that has the ribbons on it and the bows and everything. And then you're so excited because you can't wait to see what's in it. Then you open it up and imagine that what was there was this big, broken, ugly, nasty pile of junk. If what you have is a pile of junk, something that doesn't work, something that's broken, it doesn't matter how much wrapping you put on it, how pretty you put it, make it on the outside, it doesn't fit that inside part. No matter how much we crave love and joy and peace in here where it matters, we're not going to find it out there. If we're going to find it, it has to come from somewhere within. During this Advent season, that's what we call these 4 weeks before Christmas, we've been on a journey, I guess you could call it an adventure, here at Church of the Cross. If you came that first Sunday of Advent, I think it was November 29th, and walked into the chancel, what you would see, there we go. This is what would have greeted you. Instead of seeing the altar and the pulpit and everything up there, what we had was a pile of bricks, a pile of rubble. And it represented the brokenness of the world, the brokenness in our lives. Because when we're honest, there's a lot broken with this world. And there's a lot broken within us, in our relationships. And on that Sunday, we listened to the words of the prophet who told us that things were not just, that all was not good. And into that darkness, into that brokenness, the prophet brought light. And the light illumines what is wrong, but it also is a symbol for hope. So on that day, we named what was wrong, both outside and within, an acknowledgement of our need for salvation, for our need for healing. The next week, if you walked in, that's what still greeted you. But in the service, we listened to the words of the prophet who spoke to the people, who spoke to us and said, if you will but repent, then God will wash away your sins, will make you clean. And so that prophet brought water, and we set up hand-washing stations and invited those that were gathered to repent, to ask for forgiveness, and come claim the power of God to wash them clean. That prophet brought water. What began as brokenness now was washed clean. And you'll notice that the bricks, the concrete blocks, were no longer in a pile of rubble, but had been taken apart and arranged. Just like in the things in our life, when we dismantle them, they're actually, we can do things with them. And sure enough, the next week we heard the words of the prophet that promised that restoration and healing are possible. And so as we focused on those words of hope and healing, and the prophet brought oil and we anointed one another with healing, this pile of bricks turned into an altar. At its center is the font, our symbol of grace, our symbol of cleansing. And this became a symbol then of the restoration, God's desire that we be made whole, that love and joy and peace abound. And then this last Sunday, when you walked in, if you were here, this is what greeted you. All of a sudden, what had begun as a pile of rubble now is coming to life, because once God has healed us, once God has restored us, then we are able to go about living the life that truly gives life. And when that happens, love, joy, and peace abound. This is the journey that we've been on. And tonight we celebrate the coming of God into this world. A God who desires to be with us in the midst of the brokenness, waiting for us to recognize and ask for help. And once we repent and say, take responsibility for our part in it, God is ready and waiting to forgive us. And once that has happened, then there's something for God to work with. And things that originally caused pain, that caused division, that caused violence, that caused hurt, were transformed. And transformed into something that actually could bring life. This is the God we celebrate. A God that, yes, is out there, but more importantly, a God that wants and is within us. If we will prepare the place, then we get to celebrate the coming of God into our hearts so that life may abound. This God who chose not to stay up there, but came in here in the midst of, well, in a moment we'll hear about how God came in the midst of hay and manure and all that yucky stuff in a stable. God chose to come there and become human. God chose to greet the shepherds while they're out in the fields. So also, when we are at work, God is waiting and hungering for us to name our brokenness, to accept the forgiveness, and to go about turning things into small miracles because we have chosen to redeem them in the name of God. God chose to come from on high and dwell amongst us. We call that God, God with us. We call that God, God Emmanuel. On this night, we remember and celebrate what happened 2,000 years ago. But tonight's celebration can also be about what's happening now. Because God continues to come from out there into here to redeem us, to give us the opportunity to have love and joy and peace that abounds. For in those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. And all went to their own town to be registered. When I get talk too much, my flame goes out. And so Joseph also went from Nazareth in Galilee, and he traveled to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house of David and the family of David. And he went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, it came time for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in the manger, for there was no room for him at the inn. In that region, there were shepherds in the field keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared before them, and glory shone all around him. And they were terrified. But the angel said, "Do not be afraid, for I bring you good news of great joy for all the people. For to you this day is born a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be the sign for you. You will find the child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." Then the angel was joined by multitudes of heavenly hosts, saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to whom he favors." Repeat after me. Glory to God in the highest heaven.
Glory to God in the highest heaven.
And on earth peace.
And on earth peace.
With whom he favors. One more time with gusto.
Glory to God in the highest heaven.
Glory to God in the highest heaven. And on earth peace.
And on earth peace.
With whom he favors.
With whom he favors.
When the angel returned to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place." And so with haste they went, and they found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. And when they saw this, they made known everything that had been told them, and everyone who heard it was amazed. But Mary, she treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds, they returned celebrating and rejoicing for all that they had seen and heard and all that had been told to them. This is the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Ha ha ha.